For the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Casey Murray. Today marks the one-year anniversary since health officials reported the first case of COVID-19 in Boone and Cole County, according to KMU8 News reporting. Now, about 23% of Boone County residents and about 21% of Cole County residents have been vaccinated. The anniversary also marks some grim milestones, as 83 Boone County residents and 63 Cole County residents have died in association with the virus. Boone County has had over 17,600 cases of COVID to date. Officials are planning for a full Missouri State Fair after the event was canceled last year because of the coronavirus. Missouri Agriculture Director Chris Chin yesterday confirmed plans to bring the fair back this year. Officials canceled the event last year over concerns about safety during the pandemic. This year's fair is scheduled for August 12th through August 22nd. Virus cases across the state have been dipping since COVID-19 peaked in November. A former St. Louis police officer is facing both criminal charges and a civil lawsuit accusing him of, while off duty, illegally searching a man and stealing about $200 from him. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Kevin Baroni was charged November 2nd with misdemeanor kidnapping and stealing. The alleged victim, Richard Brown, filed suit in February. Neither the charges nor the suit were previously made public. Governor Mike Parson has announced a mega vaccination event in St. Louis to take place March 25th and 26th, according to KMU 8 News reporting. The event will be open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the St. Louis Community College at Forest Park, where up to 3,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could be administered each day. The event is using the Missouri Vaccine Navigator to determine eligibility, and the St. Louis City Health Department will partner with the Missouri National Guard, State Emergency Management Agency, and Department of Health and Senior Services to put on the event. As five candidates compete for the two open seats on Columbia's school board, wide disparities in funding are appearing, according to reporting by the Columbia Missourian. So far, Lucas Neal has a wide lead on the rest of the candidates and has raised nearly $15,000. Catherine Sasser follows him with just over $8,000 raised, and Jean Snodgrass after that with about $1,500. Candidates Teresa Malady and Aaron Saylor decided not to raise funds at all. Board seats are unpaid and last for 3 years. A black woman has become the face of Missouri's tourism campaign, nearly 4 years after the NAACP warned travelers that their civil rights may not be respected if they visit the state. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the Missouri Division of Tourism kicked off the campaign Monday. The woman, dubbed Mo, is featured in a promotional video hiking, watching a baseball game, and riding a roller coaster. Missouri NAACP President Nimrod Chappell says the group's travel advisory will remain in effect until the state makes meaningful progress in the systemic abuses affecting people of color. I'm Casey Murray, KBIA News, Columbia.